I'll turn it off.
This girl is the nastiest skank bitch I've ever met. Do not trust her. She is a fugly slut.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So Bill Blake tracked down a TBO-1 organ.
Okay, I don't understand any of those words you just said.
This guy named Bill Blake, he found this TBO-1 organ that has been sitting in somebody's house since 1968.
I'm confused. I don't understand what you're saying. Okay,
so he found it.
Is Bill Blake famous? Should I know who he is? Is he famous?
No, you have no idea who he is. I just said his name because I know his name. I saw his name. I have no idea who this guy is. So he found this organ.
What's a T-140 organ? Is it like, you mean like a liver or a kidney? What do you mean an organ?
No, like an instrument. So it's
the musical instrument organ.
Right. It was sitting in somebody's house since 1968. He looked it up, did his research. He found out that it's a pretty famous organ. This is the organ that played it, and he found it in somebody's living room.
Wait, this is the organ that played Baba O'Reilly?
This is the organ in the studio that played this song.
Oh my God.
And this guy's been looking for this organ forever because he always wanted to play this but couldn't get the right sound. Now listen to the bass. He's playing that with his feet. This is what the organ can do.
That does sound exactly like Baba O'Reilly, a song that I've heard hundreds, if not thousands, of times.
And it's done on that organ, and he found that organ.
Is this in England?
I think so. Yeah, it's been
this
in
is
the
amazing.
It's been in the living room since 1968. And he finally found it. Looked it up, and it was that one, the organ that played that song.
Do the people who have it know what they had?
I don't think so. Other music news. Today, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame released their list of bands that could be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I was only interested in Eminem. Everybody else, I could care less.
I think this is a great list. Finally, a good list of inductees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I actually want to know the five that are going to make it.
Okay, let me hear some of the list.
Number one, Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton's not already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, how are these people not in there?
So the criteria, in case people are wondering, the criteria is you have to be a known artist with fully produced albums with record labels, you know, like a known artist, an accepted artist, for 25 years. So a lot of the artists that you probably love, that you're like, why aren't they in? They've probably only been around like 20 years.
Now you're down to four.
Right.
So if you're automatically putting her in, okay, now you're down to four. Lionel Richie.
Again, Lionel Richie.
How can you not
in?
Put him in? I wonder if he's in with the Commodores, but as a solo artist, he's not in.
Yeah, so Lionel Richie will be going in as a solo artist because the Commodores were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame in 2003.
So, but he needs to be in as a solo artist.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, album sales alone. He's got a billion albums sold. All right, so that's two. So now we only got three left.
Right.
Duran Duran. Yeah. Beck.
No one's putting them in. Okay, first of all, Duran Duran, I realize Duran Duran, people like them, but they were important for a little while. Do you think that they're still important enough to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't know. I don't think Duran Duran have a shot this year.
I think at some point they do need to be in, but I don't think when you put it up against the list like this, they're going to make it.
And Beck is too controversial. I know that there's a lot of people that love Beck, but I think he's too fringe for a lot of people.
Pat Benatar.
He's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me?
So that's three. You got two left.
Right.
Two left. Pat Benatar has got to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She's been on this list for a long time. This is not the first time that we've had this discussion about Pat Benatar.
Yeah, and she needs to be in. She started a whole movement of fashion, music.
Right.
Her songs were amazing. Next, so now we have two left. You got Carly Simon.
I don't get Carly Simon, but I know people love her. I think there was just a musical based on her music on Broadway that did well.
You walked into the party like you were walking.
Yeah, I think she should make it. Tribe Called Quest.
Can we talk about the fact that the Beastie Boys are in, but Carly Simon isn't? I'm just saying.
Kate Bush.
She makes this list every
Devo.
Year, and she, yeah. I know, Devo's fans are here in my house. But, you know, if you think about Devo, yes, the reason why Devo's been important, if you don't know, Mark Mothersbaugh, who is really, he's Devo, he has been writing music for television and film for as long as anything. I mean, he wrote all the music for Rugrats. You know what I mean? The Rugrat theme song is Mark Mothersbaugh, but he has done tons of... music for television and film, and probably films that you love that you're like, I love the music in that film. Yeah, that was Mark Mothersbaugh. So he's iconic. So I think at this point, people feel like Devo deserves it.
Judas Priest? Yes.
Yeah, and that's another one that I'm surprised they're not in.
Then Eminem, which he's going to get in. He's already picked as number one from everybody right now. So
he's
easily getting in. So now... We have none left. So then you have the Eurythmics.
Again, I think they've been on this list before.
New York Dolls.
They're not in?
They're not in.
Okay, I felt like they've been down this road before. They've also been on this list before, yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, is that with the dude who went to Harvard?
Yes, the Rage Against the Machine has got to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If they're not... You need to bulldoze that place down.
Yeah, that's a brilliant band and a brilliant artist in there. Yeah, that I'd be fine with Rage.
My picks, Dolly Parton, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, Judas Priest, Eminem, and Rage.
I would take out Carly Simon. I don't think that she's... I don't get her. I don't understand her importance or who she is. There's probably people that are yelling right now and going, "Woo, you know," but I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about her. I can't tell you one thing. I can't name one Carly Simon song.
So you're putting in Devo or Pat Benatar?
You know...
You'll have to sleep on the couch if you don't pick Devo.
I have to pick Devo because of Mark Mothersbaugh and my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I definitely have to pick Devo. But here's the weird thing about it. Pat Benatar is on this list every single year and she still has not gotten in. I'm sorry. I don't think she's getting in. I don't think it's happening for her. I think she's one of those people that is just on this list because she's so well respected. But when it comes down to actually inducting, they're like, sorry, Pat.
I mean, for the song Hell is for Children alone, she should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're not even talking about Heartbreaker or anything else. Just for one song, she should be in. Beck should not be in.
No way.
And Duran,
I'm with you on that.
At some point, they should be in, but not now. Not when you're up against Eminem. They would even bow out and say, no, put Dolly Parton and Lionel Richie in before us.
Okay, so to be eligible for induction, artists had to have had released their first record 25 years earlier and have created music whose originality, impact, and influence has changed the course of music. So think about that. Created music whose originality... impact and influence has changed the course of rock and roll. The only reason why I think Devo fits into that is because I hear artists now, I hear people who are making music now that are saying it's because of Devo they became artists. It's because of Devo they realized that you don't have to do mainstream music. You can do wacky ass shit and wear stupid hats on your head. Like the band, the writing, all that kind of stuff. They're really incredibly creative. Whether you like them or not, you've got to acknowledge. Like, you know how I feel about the Beatles. So I understand why the Beatles got in. They were incredibly influential and incredibly creative. So I think sometimes you got to put bias aside and think, you know, who really deserves it.
if you're speaking influence, you got to put Dolly Parton first and foremost.
We already decided that.
How many people did she, if it wasn't for her, wouldn't have been in country music at all? Then you have to put Eminem, Judas Priest, and Rage.
Oh, I mean, if we didn't have Dolly Parton, there'd be no Miley Cyrus. There'd be no, there wouldn't be a lot of women.
Shania Twain, there would be none
of
that. So
there wouldn't be a lot of women doing country music or country style music or country pop or any of that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And how many people saw Eminem and said, now I want to rap?